Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Communion and confirmation preparations are continuing in three Midwest counties despite advice from the HSE to postpone ceremonies until September due to the high rate of COVID-19 in the area. Public health officials have written to bishops in Limerick, Tipperary and Clare recommending a further wait for thousands of children to receive the sacraments until more people are fully vaccinated. Our reporter John Cook is in our Limerick studio. It's happening, John. Where are these ceremonies going ahead anyway?
Quite a lot of them, yes, Cormac. The Bishop of Limerick, Brendan Leahy, has said this evening many of his parishes are proceeding with First Holy Communion and confirmation ceremonies planned for the days and weeks after July 5th. A small number are postponing, he says, while others have yet to make a decision after he passed on HSC recommendations for postponement of the sacraments due to higher rates of COVID infection in the Midwest. Until September, the public health officials asked when most of those eligible should be fully vaccinated. The Bishop of Cashel and Emly, Kieran O'Reilly, has described the recommendation as disappointing, pointing out that public health officials are recommending not telling them to defer ceremonies across Tipperary, though he said parishes there should be giving serious consideration. While in Clare and also parts of Tipperary covered by the Diocese of Killaloe, the Bishop Fintan Monaghan there has passed on the recommendation and is leaving it up to parishes to decide. I know management in schools that were due to be finishing up for the summer holidays these days have been holding meetings today to discuss the latest advice, with most still planning to go ahead with ceremonies planned for the week of July 5th in Clare, when further reopening of the country, of course, is still planned. It's a familiar stress for many parents after so many of these postponements last year and this year already, as I found out talking to families in Limerick City this afternoon, starting with one mother planning for confirmation.
We're still not sure whether that's going to go ahead or not. I mean, that's Saturday week. That's the third time it's been moved.
So what have you heard from the school now?
Nothing, nothing at all. Personally, I think it's going to wait until September to go ahead, until everyone's vaccinated.
And that's what the HSE is encouraging. What do you think of that?
I think it's a disgrace. I think they should just get it all over and done with, because kids are too old going to September. They're too old making their confirmation. They're in secondary school. If we weren't in the predicament that we're in now, we would be having a party, because we did for everybody else before the COVID.
Much bigger party, is
much
it?
Much bigger party.
How many people?
Say 100, 200.
What, for a confirmation?
So, maybe on a big occasion,
Is that in houses or gardens?
No, we'd rent out somewhere like a pub or club or whatever, and we'd go ahead from there. But
is there a danger of that happening, that people might still have all those people back to their houses?
I think they might, but we personally wouldn't, over the dangers of it. So we got our dresses made, and the dress mightn't fit by the time it comes. Now, I know it's not got to do with the dress or anything like that, but it is a big thing for the child as well, you know.
It's a cost.
It's the cost of it exactly.
Well, they have been with each other in school for the last number of weeks, so they should have to sort it out before they finish school and headed in the schools even for the communions.
You don't think they should put them after September again?
No. COVID's going to be with us for years, so we're just going to have to start living with it.
This is my stepson and this is my own son. His school in St. Patrick's, it's definitely going ahead. They got a letter from the priest to say that he was happy to go ahead, that there is enough COVID measures in place. His school have said that they're waiting to see what's going to be said, that they don't know if it'll go ahead or not, but his one's been cancelled twice already. It was supposed to be May, then it was supposed to be the 3rd of July, and then they pushed it back to the 10th of July. His one is the 10th of July, Alex's is. So we're just hoping that the two of them will go ahead.
A lot of confusion, so...
Yeah, no, it's so stressful. I hope they never get married, because I'm not going to it anyways. It's so stressful, it is. Yeah.
What do you think, lads? Too early to talk about marriage, but what about communions? Do you want to do it soon or later, or do you mind?
I want to do it soon anyways, yeah.
Okay, what about you?
Yeah, I want to do it soon.
Would you mind if you had to wait till September?
I'd be mad.
Yeah, I think we're still going to have a party, a bit of a party anyways, Fionn, aren't they? They're waiting for Rouncy Castle, that's all they want, so...
That's what the public health officials say they're worried about, though. How many people will you have for that party in the Rouncy Castle?
Just the immediate family. No, yeah, and we have a side entrance so that they can bring it in and everything. Just ourselves, there's five of us here, just to let them have a bit of fun. There's nothing they can do for the summer. There's no kids town, there's no bowling, there's nothing like that open yet. They have nothing to do, so give them a bit of fun for a day anyways.
But you are taking the COVID risk seriously still?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, because obviously, I'm half vaccinated, he's half vaccinated. The kids aren't yet or anything, so you still have to be careful.
Lads, enjoy the bouncing castle anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
John, how do you go from what do you think about marriage to enjoy the bouncy castle?
All in a day's work.
Look at parents and children awaiting clarity on communions and confirmations in Limerick. There, you heard the voices yourselves, but they're not the only ones, John, who are annoyed by this HSE recommendation, are they?
No, I think it's causing a headache for many people, Cormac, including teachers who, I'm told, well, had hoped ceremonies would be completed soon after the school holidays rather than bringing children back, for instance, for confirmation again in September, when those children should have moved on to new schools and would be mixing in larger secondary school settings. Priests throughout Limerick, Tipperary and Clare have been expressing frustration at what some see as a lack of clarity here, because it's left up to them to decide whether to disappoint parents and children again, especially as their churches, they say, have taken many safety precautions to allow weddings and other ceremonies to go ahead. They're also annoyed in some areas that high levels of COVID numbers that we heard lots about in recent weeks in Limerick City may be to blame here, as the same HSE advice is being issued to rural parts of the region as well, like in Clare and North Tipperary, where the figures have been dramatically lower. Father Joe McMahon is the co-parish priest in Scariff in East Clare, and says ceremonies in his area are going ahead after July 5th, having been postponed once already. He says his parishioners are puzzled, stressed and annoyed by the HSE letter to the bishops.
You know, it's just misguided for the HSE to be making such assumptions that people, that parents and families are going to behave responsibly. In my experience, they don't. After communion and confirmation ceremonies, you simply have family there, extended family, grandparents, and sometimes a few close neighbours. Because I've been at an awful lot of these celebrations after, and they're very quiet family affairs. And it's not as if people are going to invite in their drinking buddies or whatever, and that you're going to have a whole scene of revelry.
Can you guarantee that, though, Father McMahon? This sounds a bit like what could be construed as a house party.
I'm not guaranteeing anything, because I'm not a community policeman, you know. But I do know that that is what will happen. And as far as our instruction, we were contacted by the bishop, and the bishop agreed that the local situation varies from parish to parish. And fortunately, in the parishes I'm associated with, Scariff, Feagle and Killinina, there isn't any current problem. Now, if there should be suddenly a widespread problem, I suppose we would have to react to that. But at the moment, thank God, there isn't a problem, and we plan to go ahead as scheduled.
Well, COVID outbreaks last year were linked to communion and confirmation parties, the health experts in the HSE told us. You're not worried about that again?
No, I'm certainly not. No, that's the point I've been making.
And that's Father Joe McMahon, the parish priest in Scariff in County Clare, urging the HSE to have more faith in parents. But what are the public health experts saying, John?
Well, they told me that while COVID figures are coming down slightly in Limerick, they still had 512 cases in the past 2 weeks. In Tipperary, there were 50, and in Clare, the number was 75. But public health specialist Dr. Rose Fitzgerald says they are concerned in rising numbers in County Clare's coastal and tourist areas, and those they have less than 10 cases of the Delta variant identified in the Midwest. They expect that could rise when they get further results back in the coming days and weeks. They say they have received questions from local representatives, political representatives that is, and schools across the Midwest, and that's why Dr. Fitzgerald said she wrote to the bishops across these three counties.
I think we are seeing COVID throughout the region, so while the numbers aren't as high in the more rural areas, we do see cases of COVID in those areas, and the rates vary from region to region and can change very, very quickly. Also, that where people travel to go to communions and confirmations. So we will see people travelling throughout the country to attend these events.
Some bishops in the region have said, well, their churches are safe now, they can have weddings, they can have other events. Parents, they say, are being responsible about parties. One said to me, you don't trust parents. It's as simple as that. And you're asking the clergy to become the community police here.
I think he's right. You can't trust people outside of the church setting. So
he didn't say that. He's saying you don't trust parents. He does. He said it wouldn't be a party for their drinking buddies.
I think the evidence that we have is that when there are gatherings following communions and confirmations, that there are people indoor, they're mixing, and we have seen transmission in those settings. I've no doubt that a number will go ahead.
My understanding is that most of them will go ahead. For now, they're waiting to see what the government advice is on July 5th in general, but for now, most parishes I'm speaking to are saying their communions and confirmations are going ahead. Does that concern you?
I suppose, again, what we are most concerned about is the indoor gatherings that happen after the church services. And yes, we are concerned that there will be an increase in COVID following these types of events.
And based on that, if the plans are still to go ahead with these events next week and the week after, will you be issuing any further advice or directions?
Well, directions would be the remit of the Oireachtas, the government. We will be giving advice if we feel that that's appropriate. As I said, I would prefer, and it's my view, that it would be better if they would be deferred to the autumn.
And that is Dr. Rose Fitzgerald, Public Health Specialist in the HSE Midwest area, ending John Cook's report. And a texter says there are plenty of summer camps available to school children this summer, so why not confirmations or communions? Well, you'd have to have more conversations with the likes of Dr. Rose Fitzgerald, but I think they're worried, especially in the Limerick area, which had a surge some time ago about indoor gatherings. But we'll put that question to the next public health specialist from Limerick that we talk to. Anyway, we'll take a break.